Hello, everypony. It's Lotus Moon. 2017 is finally about to come to an end. I don't mean that in a mean-spirited way. I mean, 2017 wasn't exactly our greatest year. Lots have happened, and we all have slightly been affected by a couple of things. Net neutrality. Anyway, personally, it wasn't my best year either, but I won't get into that one. While it is sad, I have to keep my head up and moving forward. That is how I pretty much get through life now. I wanted to say for the record, to any of you who have been waiting for the latest chapter of Inferno, there was a lot to wait on before it could be produced. So I'm happy that I was able to put it out before 2017 ended. That is my last reading. For this year, of course. 2018's first reading will be done by Lily, however she wants to do it. And Midnight still has a couple of requests on her plate, so whoever else may have some requests for her, leave those in the comments down below. She's quite shy, but she has a strategy for getting through requests when she sees what they are. And of course, I'll be taking the second reading of 2018. Don't know what it would be just yet, but I will take it on as soon as I possibly can. Aside from that, it's actually my birth month too. In January. So, you'll definitely be getting a special reading from me, either on my birthday or before my birthday. I haven't decided which yet. And, of course, look forward to Month of Lovin', because that's pretty much around the corner at this point. After that, I'm not really sure what else you can look forward to, well, other than Month of Merkab and my take on Month of Lewd in November. And then maybe in December, I'll do 25 heartswarming related readings. I haven't decided yet. Maybe I won't stretch myself so thin within the first, or rather, last few months of 2018. Oh, that's a huge workload. But I have no doubts that I can pull it off. So definitely for Month of Merkab, I would start asking for that stuff pretty soon. Because once the summer hits, it may be summer vacation for a lot of you who might be in school. But, well, it's not completely for me. I mean, I do slack off in the summer, but I'm not going to this year. I have a couple of goals myself that I would like to get done before 2018 comes to an end. And now 2017, well, only a handful of minutes left. However you choose to spend these last few minutes before midnight with family and friends, watching the news to watch the New Year's Eve ball drop. Oh, I wish I could see it myself. I never get to see it. In fact, I never go see it in person. As all of you know, I live in, well, the city that never sleeps. I really would like to go see the New Year's Eve ball drop, but there's so much to go into that. Like the fact that you're standing in a pretty huge crowd of over 1,000 people, packed together like sardines. You can't leave your spot to go get something to eat, or get something to drink to warm you up in a bitter cold, and there's no chance of leaving to go to the bathroom. That's pretty much a given. You have to stand there and bear it all until midnight, and you have to get there pretty early, so that will never happen for me. I'm pretty bad in crowds. I got off topic there, sorry. Anyway, I hope, despite the setbacks, your 2017 was great. And here's to greeting 2018 with our heads held high and moving forward as one big family. I'm grateful to all of you for all of your support, and do hope you continue to support me as the years go on that we are all together. I'm Lotus Moon, and I wish all of you a happy new year. Good night. And party on, my little ponies.